Simon Pei Zayin. Grav Sherei Ve'avet Shemei Reglayim. Receptacles for excrement and for urine, as old toilets. If they're Shel Cheres or Shel Eitz, if they're made out of pottery or wood, we treat these as excrement itself, since they absorb the filth that's in them, therefore they have the same status. Even if you put water in them, and we saw before by Meir Aglaim, it helps them evaporate by putting water in it, but the kli itself remains also, and as has a status of soya. Aval im hein shel mateches, oy shel schuches, oy shel cheres, amatsupe mutzer. If they're made out of things that do not absorb, like metal or glass or pottery which is glazed, then it's permitted. Im hem rechutzim yofe, if they're cleaned out. So the bottom line is, a kli which is made to hold excrement, even though there's no filth in it right now, still has a status of this. Certain places have pipes which the water with the toilets goes through. The question is, does that pipe have a status of this or not? So if it's made out of metal, it's all right, but some of them are made out of some type of cement or whatever else. Even so, it's brought to shame. Many of them, not everybody agrees to this, but many of the Gdolim, Poiskim, Shlomo Zalman, Rav Yosef Zichron Lebrach, that felt that since it's not sitting there, it's just passing by it, does not have that status.